Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
CNR on FSR, at Covino and Rich on social media. Please follow us. Say what's up. Even if you hate us, like Hank. Hank hates us because we're having fun. Hank's so mad that we're having fun.
There's a guy named Hank for real?
Yeah.
Lame.
Dude, I hate these guys laughing all the time. Sorry, we're not miserable like you, Hank. But thank you for listening. I don't care if you hate us, as long as you're listening. At Covino and Rich, at Steve Covino, at Rich Davis. Hope you had a nice weekend. Nice fight weekend. College basketball weekend. Some great fights, by the way. I do got to give props to the Mexican Monster. Now, I'm not talking about... How do I say that on Fox Sports Radio? Maybe I shouldn't.
Okay.
The Mexican Monster, David Benavidez, with the big win over Caleb Plant this weekend. He's calling out Canelo now. Our boy Jose Ramirez with a win over Comey, fighting big at 140. And, of course, like I said, Super Bad Estrada representing the ladies as we wrap up Ladies Month. Women's Month, March. Hope it's been a good one so far. Again, thank you for being here. 877-99 on Fox. Danny G on standby. Ramos on the ones and twos. Dan Beyer got your updates. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive. I looked up the dude that you said was hating us. He's a Cowboys fan. He's just probably angry.
Oh, of course. That's why he's so mad.
He's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to talk some football. Actually, we're in the middle of talking Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson. Now, was he not being entertained by other teams because they didn't take him serious? It's like you're with that girl and you want to go further. And she's like, no, because she knows you're not serious about her. She thinks he might go back to the ex.
Yeah, I mean,
is
that's,
that what was
that
going
is,
on, or did he overvalue himself?
There's two layers. You could say, well, no one was interested because he wanted too much, and people were like, yeah, the market's not dictating you being worth that. We don't want you for that money.
Well, the big story today is Lamar Jackson, because he said that he requested a trade on March 2nd, that he was saying he did not want to be on the Ravens anymore.
Well,
on March 2nd.
That is going back like 3 weeks, which is important, because when you wonder, why do teams not show an interest? Again, you could say it's because they don't want to pay all that guaranteed money, or they don't want to give up the picks, or they thought, why entertain this Lamar Jackson conversation when we think he's just going to stay with the Ravens anyway?
How about, teams have seen other franchises get burnt by bad contracts like Deshaun Watson. You know, maybe they're like, we're not going to go down that kind of path again. He's overvalued for that kind of money.
Now, also by entering conversations with Lamar Jackson, I know it's business, but unless you thought it was serious, because up until Lamar saying, and he's made it clear, but I think he needs to make it even more clear that I'm not staying in Baltimore. I think he has to be even more clear. Like, not only did I request a trade, I don't want to play for the Ravens. Because then, now, other teams are like, all right, so no team wants to be a pawn in your little negotiating tactics with the Ravens, right?
And you're thinking that was the,
the
stalling
up
of the teams.
Up until Lamar Jackson straight up says, yeah, I requested a trade and I don't want to be here. Other teams could say, Lamar's just looking to get an offer from us so he could go back to the Ravens and stay there.
I think that might be part of it, Rich, but again.
And not only that, Kavino, what happens? All right, if you entertain Lamar Jackson, aren't you also sort of insulting your current quarterback room? I know it's business, but why unnecessarily?
Yeah, but why would they be worried about feelings now? It doesn't seem like they ever care any other time.
No, but I'm looking around the league.
Maybe he's overvalued. Maybe no one wants to give up the draft pick, the first round draft pick. And maybe it's because he's injury prone. That's another thing. Like, here's a guy that puts his body at risk all the time. Like, you want to invest that kind of money at a guy that has shown the propensities to injury?
I'm looking through the standings just to get a gauge of. I'm looking at the teams and thinking QB situations. Can we all agree there's at least 10 teams that Lamar Jackson should be talking to? Like, I mean,
yeah, I don't think anyone's going to deny that he could change a franchise.
I mean,
or turn a team on the fence, you know, into a winning team.
Don't get mad.
There's no one denying that, but is he worth that, knowing he's injury prone?
Don't get mad.
Knowing you got to give up a draft pick, knowing that you got to give him all this guaranteed money.
It's the guaranteed money part, I think, is a big part, because he is, you know, he's a quarterback that plays with a lot of gusto. And by gusto, I mean, like, puts his body on the line, right? So I think teams are a little weary of being like, oh, yeah, giving this guy a couple $100 million guaranteed when in, you know, this year or next year he could be out. But Danny G, when you look around the league, Lamar Jackson, it's not his fault that people overpaid for Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray or Deshaun Watson. It's not Lamar Jackson's fault.
No, it's not. And we got to go back to the rumors that the Ravens offered him $133 million. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He could have countered with something that was more reasonable. I don't know, 175? That doesn't sound outrageous, right?
I'm going to throw out random team names. That I can promise you would be a major upgrade. Tennessee Titans, the Colts, anyone in the AFC South other than, you know, Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, for that matter. Patriots, the Dolphins, the Steelers, the Commanders, Falcons.
If what you're saying is true, right, then, I mean, let it breathe a little bit, because teams are just becoming aware that he really does want out. Because this news just sort of broke today.
Well, the Dan Beyer update, if Dan Beyer's on standby waiting to just say hi. Yo, Dan, you said the Meek Mills, Robert Kraft thing. We talked about that last week when, you know, we were figuring out Lamar Jackson and what's a good spot. And we're saying how the Patriots are a defensive-minded team. They sort of swing and miss on the draft a lot offensively. Since Brady and all the receivers and Gronk, since they left, the Patriots' offense has sort of stunk. Lamar Jackson could be the complement to that defense. And now you're saying the Patriots are a possibility.
Well, that is kind of true. Okay. This is what happened. So Meek Mill's name grabs the headline.
Yeah.
Bob Kraft's, that's kind of the, hey, Meek Mill is giving Bob Kraft advice on what Lamar Jackson wants to do, and maybe Lamar Jackson wants to go to New England. The only reason I hesitated, Rich, was because today Robert Kraft also said, look, last year, maybe we didn't do Mac Jones right. We were trying a bunch of different stuff. Remember the Bailey Zappi stuff that went on in the Monday night game when Mac stunk and they put in Bailey Zappi and he had like two good drives, but then also stunk the rest of the game. Like, there was, you know, like Bob Kraft said today that they didn't necessarily go all in with Mac Jones and Mac Jones being their guy last year, and that's got to change this year. So even though the Lamar comments grab headlines, for the Patriots in this specific situation, I think they're going to stick with Mac Jones being their guy. But yeah, he would make them a better team, especially for a team that wants to, you know, run the football with a guy like Ramondre Stevenson.
You go to that AFC East and you got Aaron Rodgers on the Jets, Josh Allen on the Bills, just that great offense in Miami, sure, if you stick with two or not, and then you, yeah, and you throw Lamar Jackson with Belichick in New England. That's a, that all of a sudden that becomes,
well, that's if Meek Mills could work out the contract. Well, you know, I think the other side story is he does have an agent after all.
Meek Mills, by the way, who's,
Meek Mills
to, who's
agent
to say he doesn't have an inside scoop? I didn't think that Dennis Rodman had the inside scoop to freaking Kim Jong Un.
When Meek Mills' new album comes out featuring Ken Francis, that's going to be crazy. Wow. That's going to be nuts.
I'm telling you, it's, you never know who has the inside track. But yeah, that's an interesting thought. Where will Lamar Jackson end up?
But by the way, that is a side story that still boggles and baffles me. Like, Lamar Jackson, high-profile player, high-profile money, doesn't have an agent. That's so odd to me. You know, and I know that's just an ancillary side story to this whole thing. But now we're hearing Meek Mill is making contacts for him and connections. That's just unprofessional, to be honest. When you're at this level, you got to have people negotiating for you. I never heard of anything,
you know what it's like,
so
it's
high profile, no guy with no agent.
I'll also just say one thing. How many times do we hear, like, nah, nobody wants to play for the Patriots? Nobody wants to play for Bill Belichick, yeah, anymore. They only went there because of Brady. Like, the comment is actually also a compliment to Bill Belichick in terms of, hey, Lamar Jackson wants to go to New England. Now, yeah, the payment and everything is a different story. But
you know, the no agent thing, Dan Beyer. Am I wrong by saying Richard Sherman at one point represented himself?
Yes.
He's a smart dude, Stanford, yeah, guy, I know, but still, like, it's like when someone is like, I'm innocent, I'm going to defend myself in court. It's like, no, you should still get an attorney.
Right, right. No matter how smart you, yeah, are, I think, you know, just to have your back. And maybe I'm putting a little too much stock into what Mike says, but Mike, who runs this place, speaks with a lot of conviction. I love his opinions. I'm not even kidding. He's simply saying that Lamar Jackson is just overvaluing himself. And, you know, that's something I think we all have to know our value, but we have to be realistic. And Rich, it always comes back to that Michael Conforto deal for you. Like, sometimes you overvalue yourself, man, you're left out there wondering, like, what the hell? Why isn't anyone biting?
You could look it up. There's a list, and it's usually a lot of NBA players are on this list where they passed up a deal thinking they'd get more and ended up with something so much,
yeah, remember,
less.
Remember, Aaron Judge was a big story last year because he bet on himself and he came through.
Other guys bet on themselves and it didn't work. Michael Conforto, who's now on the San Francisco Giants, who are playing the Yanks opening weekend. Conforto, who could have a big bounce back year, was offered over $100 million longer term deal with the Mets. And he's like, nah, I could do better. And no one else took a bite. No one else took a nibble. Ended up not playing a year, got surgery, and then he was back to free agency and signed like a 1-year deal with the Giants.
So could it be as simple as Lamar Jackson's just overvaluing himself?
Well, the big holdup has been that guaranteed money, and that's why I brought up, if he's representing himself, maybe he should have countered with a more reasonable, yeah, number for that guaranteed money. He's holding out for what Deshaun Watson got, and no NFL team is going to do that.
Yeah, and he also, what else was in his contract that I thought was a little weird? Chick-fil-A Fridays and an espresso machine?
Ah, yes.
That? I think that was, it's like, come on, Mike.
He's got crazy demands.
Yeah, the demands are out of control. No, but I mean, just because, and man, I'm going to give him more props. Dan Byers' head's going to spin off. Mike that runs this place said,
I mean, Mike makes some great points.
No, he did, during our pre-show meeting.
Because he's listened to my show on the weekend.
Maybe that's it, Dan.
Yeah, that's it.
Imagine Mike's just stealing all of Dan Byers' good points. He did say that, look around any company, iHeart, Fox, ESPN, ABC, any company, there's going to be people you look at. If you saw everyone's salaries, you'd be like, that person's overpaid. That person's underpaid. We can't just, the transparency of salaries in the NFL sometimes get people twisted because it's like, well, Deshaun's making this. Yeah, but you know what? He worked out that deal. Good for him. It doesn't mean you're going to get the same deal. You're just not, it doesn't work that way. You can't be, Danny G can't be like, well, this producer's getting this, so I want this. Like, that's just not how life works.
Have you been in radio long, guys?
I know.
It's a joke. Maybe it's too close to home. I don't know. Nobody laughed.
Never want to know what so-and-so
makes. I'll tell you what.
So every once in a while, we'll get an inside scoop, and we're always blown away
Say we had an inside scoop at one of our old employers, right? And someone's like, I got emailed something I shouldn't have got emailed. And they're like, I got a list of like, and they listed off like 10 on-air personalities salaries.
Yeah.
Half of them, Dan Beyer.
Made me want to vomit.
Half of them, I'm like, how on earth are they making that? And the other half, I'm like, they're only getting paid that? So you'd be fascinated.
Sure, very touchy.
This is the same exact scenario. I agree with you, Rich.
It's just public.
But it's with the public knowledge of what they're making.
Imagine if at your company, let's say you work in a sales office, you're an accountant, it's tax season, you're busy as hell. Imagine if everyone in your company's salaries were not only public, but being discussed by other people, there's probably like weird competitive pressures.
I think 100%. It's, and I hate to say this, Rich, but I think it's the truth. It's a mixture of everything we're saying here. I think there was a lot of teams that weren't sure how serious he was, so why entertain this? Like you said, I don't want to be a pawn in your negotiation strategy. We're good. He's not going to leave Baltimore. So I think it was a little bit of that. We'll see maybe some teams start to bite now that he's made it very known that he requested a trade March 2nd. But I also think it's a little bit of him being overvalued, him overvaluing himself, I should say. I think it's a little bit of all these things. And other teams a little hesitant because he's injury prone and because they don't want to give up a first round pick.
And Dan,
it's a little mix of all of that.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was just going to say on the other thing, it's apples to oranges when we talk about the NFL and other professions. Like, you're right, you know, in terms of that. The NFL is also, you know, first of all, Lamar Jackson probably has millions of dollars from endorsements. You know, like, there is something to being compared to other players because of how you play. There's also just the fact of winning and losing and what you cost and what you are really getting your money's worth, something that maybe you can't justify in the real world. So that does, the sports world is so unique in that way that it does become so much, a part of the conversation where if we're talking about Lamar, we're not only talking about like what's in his bank account, but we also, you know, ranking him with Deshaun Watson. And are you better than that? Are you worth it? If your team's not winning well, is it because they're spending, you know, more than you? Sports is just so unique in that way that it is sometimes difficult to compare it to our everyday lives.
Dan, if you watch Last Dance, which we all did, the Bulls Jordan documentary, there was a big part of that where everyone's like, man, there were years that Scottie Pippen got paid peanuts compared to what other superstars and what he should have got. And you can tell at points that did not sit well with Scottie Pippen. When you're a big part of a winning system and you feel like you're not getting paid your part, I can
100%.
See that.
You know what's interesting too, though? Maybe this is just me, but I always think that Lamar Jackson is older than he is. I just do. He's been around. It feels like for a while because he's not part of the new class of quarterbacks. He's only 26.
Yeah, I think that. But you're right.
I feel like he's older than that. So yeah, I mean, you got to keep that in perspective too. He's still a young guy.
Now, one last thought, because it all comes down
Got some years ahead of him.
We also have to worry about money and salary cap, right? Like, who's to say a lot of these teams, like, yeah, we've already sort of allotted our money to what we don't have it in us to spend $45-50 million on a guy. It's another factor.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Steve's point is interesting because I would argue that maybe he isn't as young as we thought. Because if you look at the running quarterback in the National Football League and how long do they last, Lamar's already 5 years in. 5 years from now, he's not going to be the same quarterback that he is right now.
Right. Yeah. There's a sense. I agree with you, Dan. Like, because there's a sense that he feels like an older 26. You know, with the wear and tear.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, if you're the Ravens to give all that guaranteed money over those 5 years, you probably don't care about year 6 and 7. You know, that's not the worry. It's years 8, 9, and 10 that are the ones that you're really worried about and not wanting to fully guarantee those. It's
interesting, man. Yeah. You know, because Covino's looking up the Patriots now. Mac Jones is 24.
He'll be 25 in September.
He feels like he's 10 years younger than Lamar Jackson.
That's my point.
He really does.
They're like a year and a half apart.
A year and a half apart.
Mac Jones feels so much younger than Lamar Jackson.
Mac Jones seems like a baby in
developing. In football years,
he is.
Right. Though, in football years.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you get
a
guy.
So maybe that's working against him a little bit. I don't know.
When you get a guy with the athleticism of a Lamar Jackson, do you almost have to categorize him? Like, you know how running back in his 30s is sort of like old news?
Yeah. No, it's part of the problem with this. Like, it really is. Like the Deshaun, the reason why the Deshaun Watson contract was so bad was not only was because it was fully guaranteed, not only was it to a guy who was, you know, accused of all those, you know, awful situations. Yeah.
He's a creep.
But it's also a guy who's had a couple of serious knee injuries. And so that's also like where if you're a, you know, Lamar's hurt. But, you know, the Browns had no troubles in giving, you know, Deshaun Watson the amount of money that he wanted with all of that. And that's what's also difficult for the Ravens now, too, because if Lamar is hurt, like it shows, you don't want to invest that. Browns had no problem with it. It may benefit the Ravens because they're in the same division as the Browns. But other than that, that's why the owners are all mad.
And you know what? The Ravens, anytime players have requested a trade, if you look it up, Hollywood Brown, Orlando Brown. There's some big players that the minute they say, I want out, the Ravens are like, yeah, go ahead. So I don't think the Ravens are going to be like, no, Lamar, no. Right. I mean, it seems like Harbaugh's all in, but listen, there might be owners and people that say, listen, if you start vocally talking about how you want out of here, then good luck.
And the reason we're bringing this up today, the reason everybody's talking Lamar Jackson is because he went public on Twitter and he said, I want to first thank all of you for the love and support you consistently show towards me. All of you are amazing, and I appreciate your love so much. I want you to know not to believe everything you read about me. Let me personally answer your questions. In regards to my future plans, as of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization, for which the Ravens has not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that's met me or been around me know I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team. So he publicly went on Twitter and said that he requested a trade on March 2nd. So teams should be very well aware that he's serious about it now.
We shall see.
We shall see what happens.
We shall see. All right. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Ramos and Denny G and everyone. Your feedback at 877-99 on Fox. So quick question for everyone. Does Aaron Rodgers confirm the Jets, or does Lamar Jackson find the home first?
Ooh, good one. I'm going Rodgers, because this news is still developing.
Yeah, Robert Salas said like it's happening, but don't worry about a timeline. It's happening.
Right.
I feel like that's happening. Lamar, this might take a minute, but then again, the NFL draft is less than a month away. And would you imagine, Dan? One last thing, Dan Beyer being my expert.
I agree with Camino, by the way, that Rodgers gets done.
Well, our expert on standby, Dan Beyer. Dan, do you think all this has to be settled before the NFL draft?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, you can't. Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise, it makes no sense.
Correct.
Okay, cool. All right, hey, we got more Covino and Rich goodness right here on FSR, where we're all chalked up because every guy needs his edge.
Got my edge. Other guys working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Other guys don't care about your edge. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels in men decline 1% or more every year with age. And time's a flying. So thankfully, there's a new champion.
Lamar Jackson's only 26, though.
I know, but you know,
he's got to get
he needs some shock. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters called Shock CHOQ. And we've been talking about that male vitality stack now for a few weeks.
It's been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Guys, you want to reclaim your game. I talk about this all the time. Where are you lacking? As you get older, you hit late 30s, 40, 50. You don't have the metabolism you once had. Your gains at the gym are a little less.
Just look at all the younger guys around your office. You walk around the office here, you're seeing Shay and Patrick, all these young dudes. They're all chalked up. They're full head of hair. Can't let them get the edge on you.
Well, you're worried about your hair, too.
Yeah, man. You got to get chalked up.
Hey, maximize your game. Higher T, maximize energy, laser focus. Get chalked up today. Use code CRSHOW. 35% off chalk subscriptions for life. That's 35% off subscriptions cancelable at any time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Sports Hardware Store and Chuck E. Cheese.
Music.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
It's the Divorced Dad Rock Song of the Day.
We're super beasting it up. Getting you fired up for this week. Baseball week. Final Four. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Oh, yeah. I love this song. Rob Zombie at his finest. Gonna see him this summer. Freaks on Parade tour with Alice Cooper, Ministry, and Filter. Rob Zombie doing his thing. So I hope you enjoyed the Angry Divorced Dad Rock.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit that one out. I'm gonna go see Taylor Swift with J.J. Watt.
There you go, Swifties.
Him and I, you know, we're gonna dive through stages. And, you know,
sounds fun. Anyway, I'm thinking about what Rich said about Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I have one more thought too, and I would love to hear your thoughts, because you had a great analogy.
I do believe that he's overvaluing himself a little bit. I do believe that he's an older 26-year-old. He has some wear and tear. But I do believe there's validity in what Rich said. Again, he announced today that, no, I requested a trade from the Ravens on March 2nd. When I was single, like completely single, and I was out and about on the prowl, super beasting it up.
No, you weren't.
When I was talking to the ladies, there was a big difference talking about getting a divorce versus actually filed for divorce.
It's a great point.
If you're just talking about getting a divorce, women are not going to take you serious. But if you actually filed for divorce...
Aren't you married?
Yeah, but we're going to get divorced. Like, we're breaking up.
Yeah, you know, we're on the... But
That's
Lamar Jackson. So teams are just finding out now that, no, wow, he seems like he's filed for divorce. So now maybe you'll get more interest there. There's a big difference.
How many women, you're right, how many women would say, get the hell out of here to a guy that's like, yeah, we're going to get divorced, versus, no, we file for divorce, we live separately. Oh,
well, that's a horse of a different color.
Now we're going to take this guy, Lamar, seriously.
Right.
Now, here's the other interesting caveat to wrap it all up. I don't want to talk about Lamar Jackson all day, but...
Would you rather talk about Tito Jackson?
I'd rather talk about Tito Santana.
Arriba!
No, I'd rather... No, I'm sorry. I don't want to laugh. That guy Hank said he doesn't like when we laugh.
At yourself.
There was a story in, you know, recent years in the NFL where a guy said, I'm undervalued. You don't want to pay me? You don't want to let me go? And that guy's name was Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell, if you remember, sat out a whole season because he thought it wasn't worth it. He regrets it. In interviews since, Le'Veon Bell's like, that was stupid. He walked away from...
Yeah, that was so weak.
He walked away from, you know, $10-plus million of earnings that year.
And momentum that he had.
Now, when all is said and done, I don't think we're going to get to it, but just imagine with me for a minute. There is the option. This is unlikely. But with the franchise tag and everything going on with Lamar Jackson, he could play the one-year deal with the Ravens and make $32 million for 1 year. Now, that would be 1 year, no guarantee after that, which means injury, he could be effed. He wants the bigger deal. Would he want to play a one-year contract with a team that doesn't want to give him more? But there's a big difference between walking away like Le'Veon Bell and walking away from $30-something million.
Ooh.
That you'd have to be so abnormally sure of yourself, like, well, someone will eventually love me. Like, I don't think it's going to come to that, but that is a possibility. Not a likely one, but a possibility.
Well, taking your feedback at Covino and Rich because we're moving on. Rich has more theories. At Covino and Rich on social media, live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn. That's right. Everything you earn doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Can I tell you, I'm sort of happy that I'm a Niners fan in that their quarterback situation are two young dudes that haven't even come close to earning a big contract yet. And Sam Darnold, who's chilling in the backup role, just happy to be working with Kyle Shanahan and happy to be in the Bay. And these guys combined, I think if you combine Darnold, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy, you're looking at like less than $15 million. So I'll be honest, that might be the way.
Wasn't there an update on Purdy today? He's the guy.
He's the guy. He's
goes back to our previous conversation about earning it. Earning it.
John Lynch said,
Anthony Volpe style.
When all is well, Brock Purdy's the guy. He, quote, earned it. When you think about, other than the NFC Championship game where he went down against the Philadelphia Eagles, did he not do everything and more that he was asked? He won every game. He started taking over for Jimmy G in Miami and just was undefeated until he hurt himself in Philadelphia.
And again, it's the importance of that rookie deal for quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Look at all the teams fighting over the top of the draft board right now.
Such a pattern.
It's the new pattern, Danny G. It's like, let's get a young quarterback, because if we could win within that first little, like that 5-year window, we're golden.
Of course, the Chiefs are laughing at all of us.
Yeah, the Chiefs are like, yeah, we pay our guy. But then again, you know what? A lot of people say Mahomes took a really team-friendly deal. At the end of the day, I know it sounds crazy, but to be the best quarterback in the NFL, and, you know, you could argue he's slightly underpaid.
Before we move on, do you want to take a quick phone call?
Yeah,
877-99-ON-FOX. Again, I want to thank everyone for subscribing to our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you subscribe. Leave a review. Leave a comment. You qualify for a bribery, Nerf football, Fox Sports Radio football. Thanks again if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app. Everyone on their way home. I hope you had a great day. Let's have a great week.
Hey, Danny, I know it wasn't really a choice, but Raiders, were you thinking Lamar Jackson at all or no? I'm just curious, like, what's the temperature out there? Did teams looking for a QB want Lamar Jackson?
The fans definitely did.
I think everybody's interested in a Lamar Jackson just for the right price.
If I told you Lamar Jackson, you're paying about $15 more than you're paying for Jimmy G, so you got to do a little
salary.
Not
my money.
Yeah, you're doing a little salary cap adjusting, so you might lose a weapon, you might lose a lineman, you might lose some key players. But do you feel like the organization is in better shape with Jimmy G and money, or if they would have got Lamar Jackson?
They usually waste the money anyways, so I would have went Lamar Jackson because he's a game changer. In the AFC West, when it comes to quarterback, you need an elite quarterback. Jimmy G's a great quarterback.
Yeah,
that is the difference of Lamar Jackson. That's where he does have value. He's a game changer. Like you said about the Patriots, he would make their average offense into a pretty good offense.
Truth be told, he would make their boring-ass offense.
Yeah, boring-ass.
Like, watchable.
No, he'd make their boring-ass team into something watchable.
I mean, you got to be honest. You watch the Patriots since Brady and, you know, I'm going back even a little far. You know, once like Gronk and Wes Welker
that really
and
is
Edelman.
Value,
once that team that won all those championships was gone, that's been a boring-ass team to
boring
watch.
Boring-ass team.
All right, Super Rossidi, make it snappy in Detroit. What's up, my friend?
What's up, kids?
Hey, man.
When I say kids, I mean like in a New York sense. What up, kid?
What up, kid? What's up?
I gotta put the S on it so it sounds like, you know what I'm saying, I'm a professor talking to my class. What's up, kids?
What up?
So today we're going to learn that we can't forget about Kaepernick. Before I talk about Lamar Jackson, let me say this about Kaepernick. Black people, or a lot of black sportscasters and people of color, need to start putting out their black GMs. People of color need to give Kaepernick a fair tryout.
I think Kaepernick played himself by calling out his parents recently.
Yeah.
His parents who raised him.
Man, will you stop trying to bring up every other excuse?
You're bringing up Kaepernick out of nowhere.
You're bringing up Colin Kaepernick. Is this 2015?
Because he was blackballed, and it will not be left alone. He was blackballed.
He got paid, and he got paid for it, though. He did get paid.
But look, now he's just not good enough to play.
There are black GMs in the league that need to give him a tryout. Now let me get to Lamar Jackson.
Wait, hold on.
Super
City, real quick. Didn't the last time there was some type of tryout, he got all particular about
yes.
him wanting to run the way it was,
yep.
and who's involved, who's not. Like, you know, he wasn't in the position to call the shots, and he got all bossy. Don't you remember that?
Yes.
That one time, and that was it. Are you kidding me? They gave him one.
Dude, time moves on, bro. That was a long time ago, bro.
Yo, Rashidi, I'm a Niners fan. I'm a Niners fan. I had a Kaepernick jersey. I never hated on the guy. He pushed his luck.
Do you know how ridiculous you sound? There are 32 teams in the league. That man deserves a tryout.
Nah, bro, you're living in the past, man.
A fair tryout.
Yo, time went on.
One of them. He stood for police injustice, and I'm so sick of people like individuals that want to make up every excuse. This man took a knee for police injustice, brutality, and then they want to blackball him, bro.
All right, well, answer me this. Super City,
I don't think he's the answer to anyone's problem in the
Super
NFL
City,
right now.
Real question. If you want to talk about black quarterbacks in the NFL, who do you think deserves a real shot more? Cam Newton, who's saying that he deserves it, or Colin Kaepernick?
Cam Newton, because he's actually...
It's 32 teams, so stop it. Both of them can have a tryout.
But, sure, yeah.
But
Cam Newton's actually showing up.
It's not up to you two. It's up to black GM. Can you understand?
Yeah.
Black GMs can give him a tryout.
Now, if there's a black GM that doesn't give him a tryout,
doing his own show today.
What does that say to you, Rashidi? If even African American GMs are like, yeah, no thanks. What is that saying?
Hating on Colin Kaepernick.
I'm all about
that dude was electric.
Listen,
I loved watching him play, man.
I'm all about people getting a chance. And even a second chance, depending whether or not you love
him
or hate him.
It's called ring rust. You know, he's not immune to it. To think that he could come out and play at a NFL level right now, you're out of your mind.
All right, well, the Super Rashidi Show needs to go to an update with Dan Beyer. What's up, Dan?
What's up, Dan?
Was that a new segment thought of by the guy who doesn't run this place, Mike Lingard? I'm just curious. That was the case. Okay, a lot of Lamar Jackson today.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's also some Aaron Rodgers, and now there's even more Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
Packers
boy.
General manager Brian Gutekunst, meeting with reporters at the league's meeting, said today that there's no timetable to trade Rodgers, and the team doesn't necessarily need a first-round pick for the quarterback. But Gutekunst also said that they tried to reach out to Rodgers multiple times in the offseason, but they couldn't reach him, saying that his inability to respond to calls forced their team to reach out and see if other teams were interested in a possible trade.
He was doing ayahuasca with Jake Paul.
But it also contradicts, though, Rodgers' story of coming out of the darkness and saying that he heard that teams were trying to trade, that he didn't hear anything. I don't know if it was maybe just in the 3 days of the darkness Green Bay tried to reach out to him. Don't know if it's going to be semantics deal, but that's the Packers side compared to what Rodgers said was he was told that he could take all the time he needed, but then he came out of the darkness and found out that the team was shopping him.
You know what it is?
So it happens when you're in the darkness for 4 days.
You ever date someone who, or know a guy or a girl, right? It could be one of your buddies. It's like, every girl I date, something goes wrong. Or a girl that's like, why does drama always follow me? And they're just so naive that they bring it on. Like, does Aaron Rodgers realize that, like, all of these dramatics are just self-inflicted?
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
Like, he could have just kindly been like, yeah, my time with Green Bay is done, and then went about it, like, in a normal way.
Absolutely. And Gutekunst said that shopping isn't the appropriate term. They just reached out to other teams to see if they were interested in Rodgers. So you can take that for what it is, but that's what the Packers GM had to say. As for Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, yeah, requested that trade on March 2nd. NFL Network says that he and the team, though, have had contract talks as recently as last week. You were talking about the Niners. John Lynch calling Brock Purdy the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to that quarterbacking race. And in the NBA, Sixers center Joel Embiid going to miss tonight's game against the Nuggets because of a calf injury. Mavs guard Luka Doncic will be available for tonight's game against the Pacers. His 16th technical of the season was rescinded. Oh, one more thing. You guys hear about Mike Trout? He's teaming up with Tiger Woods and Tiger Woods' design team to build a golf course near the hometown of the Angel Star in New Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah, Trout National, the reserve, expected to open in 2025.
I'll tell you what, the WBC, I think, works some wonders for Trout. I think he's way cooler than I thought he was before.
Sure.
You got to see him in a moment that mattered?
In some moments that mattered and just outspoken. And you saw what he could be as an ambassador for baseball.
And as a golf fan, his drive at the Topgolf is one of the best sports highlights in all of sports and how he crushed that.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Man.
By the way, Dan, did you see, you know how people love Topgolf? They're speculating on doing like a baseball version of that.
No,
just
I didn't see
swings.
That.
Oh, really? That'd be great. Yeah. Like a batting cage, but like instead of the nets, like
look
you can
it
see,
up.
You can see
got,
if your ball goes like 300 feet.
They've got some of those in Jersey. I saw it on the Real Housewives of New Jersey a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Dead serious. It was a place where you could, you know, hit, you know,
no,
balls in the batting
cool,
cages
man.
And have drinks. And
I love it.
Yeah, the only
whatnot.
Bummer about the batting cage is that you know, it goes to the net and you're like, oh, would that have gone like, you know, where how far would that have
sure.
gone? By the way, Dan, how cool would it be if Mike Trout and Ohtani were on the same team, huh? Have you seen that meme?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, of course, two stars. How is it? Is Ramos? Is this the year? I know you follow the Angels a little bit too. Is this the year?
Well, they need Rendon to stay healthy the whole season too. They need help from him as well. And the pitching. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, we shall
Besides
see.
Besides Ohtani, we'll see how it goes.
Next year is the year. Hashtag future Dodger.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked it up. The Home Run Dugout, new baseball entertainment venue, set to open up in Katy, Texas at the end of March.
That's cool.
So it's like the Top Golf of baseball. I believe it's the second location.
46,000 square foot facility with 12 virtual batting cages and bars. That's cool.
That's
I like
fun,
that.
Right?
All right. We got more. Kavino and Rich next right here on FSR.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
And the celebration for San Diego State on the right side lets everybody know that they are not even going to continue this ball game. It is over. The San Diego State Aztecs, for the first time in program history, will head to the Final Four. They will take on FAU in Houston.
You know, that's courtesy of Westwood One. SDSU Final Call. San Diego State wins 57-56 and advances to its first Final Four. It's the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive making things even easier. Help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
I mean, it sounds fun in theory that three brand new teams in the Final Four, but I think for ratings, I think CBS is probably like, oh, no.
Yeah. You know what we're going to see? I already thought about this. Again, like Rich said, three first-timers in the Final Four. They're going to realize that ratings could take a hit because no one's really going to be – well, they're not sexy names, right? So they're not going to be tuning in. They're going to have to find the stories behind the stories now even more so to get people pulled
already,
in.
They're already doing that. But
I'm saying
think about
even
it.
More so.
You're a year removed from Duke, UNC, and the winner played Kansas. Like, you had, like, the, you know, we're talking about the teams that everyone knows. I mean, Florida Atlantic and San Diego State could be a great game. So the game has to deliver, and you're right. There needs to be additional backstory buildup until Saturday.
Right. We don't know the American Idol sappy story of all these players. We don't know the Voice or America's Got Talent backstory about someone's dad who's fighting for their life and they're playing for that guy. Yeah, we don't know that stuff.
We need a little something.
Right.
Give me something.
They're going to give it to you to make sure you're invested.
And I saw that... We got a call from Mike in SoCal. Let's go to Mike. We are live from the TireRack.com studio. He had a response to Rasite, who called up saying that Rasite calls every so often saying that Colin Kaepernick still needs a chance. And
yo,
again,
dude, that was 2016, man.
Yeah, it's been
a
minute.
You think you could just hop out there and play with the best, missing all those years? You're out of your mind.
What's up, man?
Appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, I just got two words for that last caller. His name's Blaine Gabbert. Colin Kaepernick was replaced by Blaine Gabbert, not because of Colin Kaepernick, what he was doing. He got replaced because he was playing poorly. Everyone wants to remember the Kaepernick that went to a Super Bowl, but they don't want to remember the guy that threw 9 touchdown passes versus like 18 interceptions. It's the same people talking about Cam Newton making a comeback, who he also hasn't been good since 2015.
You know what?
And the one thing that those three quarterbacks have different is Blaine Gabbert was still on an NFL roster last year.
You know,
so people need to stop with Kaepernick.
Mike, just to give perspective, the year Kaepernick went to the Super Bowl, I'm a Niners fan, so I know this is all very clear to me. I was at the game when Beyonce knocked out the lights with her booty shaking.
She knocked the power out.
I was there in New Orleans.
Actually, I heard you tripped over to court like a bozo.
Don't tell people that
story.
Yeah,
that's the real story.
No, but we forget. We love to say, oh, Kaepernick's not in the league. He went to the Super Bowl. You know who the starting quarterback for the winning team that beat Kaepernick? Joey Flacco, and he has been long since designated to backup status. In fact, third string for the Jets last year. So, hey, listen, people have their time, and sometimes it's not your time anymore.
Oh, and Kaepernick had some good time, and he was an electric player for sure.
I have a 30-second hypothetical to walk out the door with.
Go ahead.
Sam Darnold said he's super excited to be part of the Bay Area.
Okay.
Wants to play with Kyle Shanahan and loves the team.
You want to hear that?
No, here's the thing. Because he's a competitor, deep down inside, do you think Sam Darnold wants Purdy's injury recovery to have a slip-up? And do you think deep down inside he's hoping that Trey Lance sucks it up in offseason, you know, workouts? Like, do you think, of course, you play to play, right? I mean, so do you think Sam Darnold's thinking, if I played for that Niners team, I would look great?
Are you saying deep down inside, deep down inside,
deep down inside, deep Sam down Darnold inside. Is hoping that everything explodes and he gets a chance? Because I think even Sam Darnold, with that offense,
you
and
never
that
team, want that bad karma. So you're never rooting for anyone else's injury, but you know you are rooting for that opportunity to show what you could do.
And Sam Darnold's thinking, I can even do it there. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Have a great Monday night.
Goodbye.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.